Good Tuesday evening. We start this week's program with a definition from Dave Griggs. He's the president of Dave Griggs Flooring America, and he's the chair of the Business Loop CID board.
What is a CID?
A CID is a community improvement district, which is a legal entity, a governmental entity, as far as Missouri statutes are concerned. In our case, the businesses, all the business property owners agree to pay a special assessment based upon their assessed valuation, as well as the CID, like the downtown CID, the district in essence is also a CID. We have the ability to institute a sales tax, which we did. So there's a property assessment where all the property owners said, this is a great idea, I'm going to pony up. In my case, it's about $1,000 a year out of my pocket to do that, as well as collect a sales tax to fund our planning and improvement efforts. Many years ago, probably 10 or 15 years ago, Justin Perry with Perry Chevrolet and I tried to form basically a CID, get the businesses on the business loop to understand some of what the potential might be. Didn't really have any luck. And about 4 years ago, I guess it was now, maybe five, Jack Miller and Paula Land came to me and said, hey, Griggs, we want to do this. And I said, that's fabulous. Let's get to work and do it. So we literally did door-to-door, knocking on doors, calling on the business owners and the property owners and said, we want to form a CID to help improve the business loop and make Columbia a better place. And here we are.
So I want to talk about the planning and improvement efforts. I feel like that's the meat of the visit here today. When you were sitting down with Justin Perry 15 years ago, what did you envision as the CID as the tool, is the means, but what's the end?
Well, I think the end at that time was simply to form a group to really take a holistic look at the business loop and come up with some ideas and how we can work together to improve it. I would tell you today that the end, in my opinion, is really wide open. After the going through the interview process with the companies that applied to be our consultant to help us identify what the loop could be, I saw some amazing, what I thought were amazing concepts and opportunities. So I honestly don't have a preformed opinion today. My long-term goal is to make the loop an attractive place where shoppers want to come shop, people want to come visit the businesses, the business community grows, increases the tax base, everybody wins, and that's really what my goal is.
And about 2 years ago, you hired a director.
We did.
So I'm going to let her introduce herself.
Carrie Gardner, I'm the director of the Loop.
And you have some experience with CIDs before this one, yeah?
I do. I established, along with the help of another good team of property owners and business owners, the Downtown Community Improvement District.
So how is this different than that? How is this like that?
It's set up the same. The assessments are the same. The sales tax are the same. It's using the same state statute. The difference is downtown, the district, is very established. On the other hand, the business loop is very wide open. There are a lot of great businesses, a lot of very committed property owners, but it's been neglected for so long, the field is wide open in terms of what we can do. And because of that, everyone's very excited about the possibilities.
To me, a CID seems a little bit like a TDD.
A TDD is a transportation development district created by the state of Missouri to allow municipalities to raise money for transportation improvements.
The key difference for the community improvement districts here in Columbia is that there are many, many people involved in the creation. We had to go to close to 70 or 80 property owners. We have 170 businesses, and we have residents that vote on the sales tax, and the community as a whole is very involved in it. With TDDs, it's traditionally just one or two property owners that sign a piece of paper. That's a key distinction. The other distinction is we have a lot more oversight that we do and that we are required to do. So open meetings, sunshine, that's something where the community can really come, be a part of the process, and really monitor the process.
And influence the process. We're generally speaking, a TDD, I'll use the project out where Bass Pro is, the TDD was basically created to establish a sales tax to fund the highway improvements to get access to that particular project, like Stadium Boulevard or Grindstone Avenue. It's to improve highway infrastructure. Our goal is far beyond that, in that we want to improve the overall look, feel, and business climate of the business loop. And I think Kerry hit a very important part. The public has been very engaged. The community is very engaged in our project. We're generally the board of directors of TID can do whatever it wants to do and approve whatever it wants to approve. And as long as it files its reports, everything's fine. So we're just on a completely different level of communication and community involvement.
This week on Thinking Out Loud on KBIA, we're talking with leaders of the Loop CID, a group of business owners working on making improvements to the Business Loop 70 corridor here in Columbia. They're using a tool known as a Community Improvement District, or CID. The Loop CID chair is Dave Griggs. The director is Kerry Gartner.
Are you doing targeted marketing of parcels, or are you marketing the Business Loop to certain kinds of industries?
That's a great question. The Business Loop, you're absolutely right, wasn't really thought of as a whole the way you would think of other areas like the mall or the district as a whole. So part of it is marketing the entire corridor. What I can say is that we have a very strong home and auto niche here. So a lot of what we do is we market what we're good at. So we're reaching out to people and really letting them know that this is a great Saturday morning retail area. The next stage in marketing is how do we get the word out about all the new opportunities here for investors or new business owners and so forth.
We have tremendous assets on the Business Loop. One of those assets is a lot of fiber. So we are a great place to start a business, to incubate businesses, et cetera. And that's something that we have competitively priced real estate. If someone wants to build something, we have competitively priced rental. If someone wants to rent something, and that's something that really hasn't been thought about in holistically yet. So I just think that's one of the opportunities that we have.
Money's coming in from the assessment and from the sales tax along the Business Loop corridor, and you've hired a firm to develop a master plan. What is Arcturus' role?
And Arcturus is actually the closest star to the Earth after the Sun. That's how they got the name. Arcturus is a design firm who really does a lot of urban planning, and they have a focus with landscaping, and they have a focus with graphic design as well. As Dave mentioned, we had an RFQ process. We interviewed a lot of great teams. Arcturus won the contract. They are very excited about what they can do with the Business Loop. They've got some ideas now. We had a very good public meeting where we invited members of the community to come say what they wanted. People are asking for more restaurants, more retail, but they're asking for more public space, and they're asking for spaces that are a little more industrial, which fits with the nature of the street, which is very exciting. It really gives us an interesting way forward, so we're not just copying some other area of town.
You opened up to the world, and the world came. What kind of ideas did people throw out?
I would offer just a little bit more insight into that. I think our consultants expected you might have a couple of people come by, and we had about 100 people come by, which just literally shows the community-wide interest in improving the Business Loop. It is, after all, the northern gateway to Columbia. I mean, this is the first place, the first thing a lot of out-of-town residents see when they come off Interstate 70. So there is a great deal of interest in the community on what might the future be here. So I found that to be really, really exciting. We had all kinds of ideas from even one of the drawings had some graffiti on one of the logo signs. But Arcturus had some very, very preliminary, just conceptual things that they had done other places to show, and we got a lot of public comment on it, and Kerry has really detailed information on that. But it was a very, very interesting evening.
So themes, did themes come out?
Definitely. One key theme was public space. There's not a lot of green space, and there's not a lot of community space here on the Loop. So a place where people can gather together. People were looking for more restaurants, particularly ones that were open after work, so people could meet up with friends or family. What we also saw was the type of businesses people were interested in. We have an opportunity to do artisan industry here on the Business Loop. That's part of the new zoning code. So artisan industries are like the coffee roasters and the brewers and the distilleries. So it's small bore manufacturing with a retail or restaurant component. So we think that might be a very interesting way forward and making some key connections in those areas. People were asking about art and public art, and we here in Columbia are very keyed into the power of public art and what artists can do for a community. So Dave mentioned that we're a gateway off of I-70. So a lot of things people were asking for were, how about some public art in the roundabouts to greet people as they exited the interstate? And not just any type of art, but art that really reflects the history and the nature of the street.
You talked about public space that came up in the meeting. How would that look, or where would that fit in?
You know, when you look at it, and this is something that we got a lot of comments on, when people looked at aerial photos, we have a lot of space. We have a lot of space that's underutilized or fairly empty. So, you know, Mizzou North, great grass area that's not being used. We have a lot of people with parking lots that are bigger than they need to be. So the idea is, where can you carve out that public space? And what other cities have done, or other development areas have done, is they've said, okay, we're going to start with a public space. Rather than saying we're going to squeeze in parks in between development, we'll start with public space, really prove to builders and developers that people want to be here. Yeah, and so you start with that public space to get people excited about the area. So we've got some options. That's what Arcturus will be kind of putting together for us, is ideas that maybe are tied to a certain property or maybe not. Maybe there are ideas that can jump around depending on where we can get land.
In reading the annual report, one thing that struck me was how much of what's already here, when you think about the loop as a traffic corridor, is there's a lot of auto-centered businesses and there's a lot of auto-dependent businesses. At the same time, a lot of the plans are for increasing bike-ped access. It seems like there's you're threading the needle, is that the way to say it, with trying to accommodate those auto-centered businesses. People are coming from further away, and the bike ped infrastructure, that's going to be for people that are within a half a mile or something of the business loop. There's no question that it was just kind of my observation of how y'all seem like you're conscious of trying to balance that.
Absolutely. So the whole idea of a multimodal street is everybody's welcome. So right now we have all these neighborhoods to the south, and until recently when we worked with MoDOT on the roundabouts, a kid couldn't get on a bike to Cosmo Park, which makes no sense. So the whole idea is, how do you make a street that everyone's welcome? One thing that we also noticed is that the streets that have really nice sidewalks or bike lanes are also prettier streets. There's more greenery, there's more landscaping, there's more people roaming around. So cars drive slower. And when cars drive slower, they can check out the cars on the lots. They can check out what businesses are there. So it's less a question of, is it about bikes? Is it about cars? It's more a question is, how do we create a street that everyone benefits from?
And frankly, right. that is one of our challenges. I mean, the street is a MoDOT facility. 763 College Avenue, Providence Road, or Stadium Boulevard are MoDOT facilities. So we have to deal with MoDOT. We need to deal with the city. We have to deal with all kinds of different entities. But that's really one of the reasons, at least from my perspective, to form this organization. If we as a group say, we want to eliminate half the driveway exits off the highway, then we can probably search and find some extra help to do that. As an example, I'll never forget this. I have a fence, literally a white picket fence across one of the highway entrances into my built business, which used to be the entrance into the service department when it was a Cadillac dealership. Well, now you're going to drive through my front door. I don't want you to do that. So I have a fence across it. But for me individually, as a business owner or a property owner, to go to MoDOT, get the permits to tear this out and replace it, et cetera, and deal with all the underground infrastructure, et cetera, it's just beyond comprehension, let alone expense, as well as time. Where if we holistically look at this and say, these entrances, everybody agrees, can be consolidated. What was it, Carrie? 117 or something entrances onto parking lots.
Three times as many driveways.
Yeah. And in a normal situation, it would be one-third as many entrances off the street. Well, holistically we can do this together. Individually, it would never happen. It's just a bigger job than, you know, a guy that's running a business is trying to make payroll and figure out how to pay the rent and keep the lights on, etc. He's not too worried about, I've got this other driveway that nobody uses because I got it blocked. I'm not going to spend $50,000 to fix that problem.
How's MoDOT been as a partner in this process?
They've been fantastic. We've had two of the members on our planning committee. They've been very helpful in working with our consultants and so forth. The whole idea is we need to figure out what kind of street we want. And I think MoDOT understands that. And they know that if there's a committed group of people who's working towards that, they're gonna work with us.
I think there's kind of a community feeling that the business loop has long been neglected, is old and tired, and not too much is happening on the business loop. And one of the great things about the business loop is our assessed valuation is up 12% 2017 over 2016. There's been almost $600,000 worth of new investment in physical plant on the business loop in that 1 year period. So our sales tax revenue is up substantially above what we predicted. So the business loop is alive and well. I think the future for the business loop, everybody working together, can truly be amazing. And I'm really, really excited about the opportunity.
That was Columbian Dave Griggs. He's a business owner along Columbia's Business Loop 70. Griggs and Kerry Gartner, the Loop CID's director, talked about the planning process for the Loop. Their annual Loop members meeting happens this Thursday morning at 8 a.m. at the Loop CID offices located in room 128 downstairs at Columbia's Parkade Plaza. A second community meeting to look at and comment on concepts is planned. More details are online at theloopcomo.com.